Hey, it's Anne.
Hey, it's Court.
Hey, it's Marie.
One more time.
Hey, it's Anne.
Hey, it's Courtney.
And Marie.
And Marie. No, you can't go last. You have to go second. It sounds like Anne Marie. Anne Courtney and Marie. All right, Marie, you start. Then Anne, then me. And 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, thank you for joining us for episode 14, where we get to know each other a little better, talk about Mother's Day and our favorite Pizza Man Dan. We threw out the soccer team. We wrestled for the salad bar. We couldn't find power. We have about 4 extension cords. One is above Anne's head. If it were to fall off, she might die. We've had family sit with us and leave. There's it's a gorgeous day out here, though.
It's beautiful. A gorgeous day in Carpenter, California, thanks to Pizza Man Dan,
where half the outlets work. And half
But my favorite is we thought we could go to the front and ask them about their electrical outages, and we got nothing.
That kid didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, that kid did not give a...
In fact, he was so nonchalant that I became convinced that they had turned off the power on the patio on purpose.
Yes.
They're like, get these fools out of here.
I was convinced.
Yes. I mean, there's still a caution wet floor sign and there's nothing wet out here.
No.
It's a patio.
It's a conspiracy.
It's not concrete.
But you know what? Great. Who knew? Great patio.
Yeah.
Beautiful patio.
I would do this again.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's
Happy
Day,
Happy Mother's Day. Oh, thanks, guys. Happy Mother's Day, Polly.
Happy Mother's Day, Polly.
And Robin.
And Robin. Robin
and Valerie.
And Susie.
Marie, what are you doing for Mother's Day? Marie is the only mother here.
I am the
motherfucker.
Only mother. But you all have mothers. You all know mothers. My family and I are going to Old Creek Winery. I think they call it Old Creek Ranch now.
With your 2 and 4 year old?
With my two... No. They're 4 and 6. 4 and 6.
I don't listen to a goddamn word you guys say.
Well, you know what?
And my oldest will be
when
home.
Piper was calling you a butler.
Yeah.
And you were like 4 year old jokes or 4 year old insults. And I sat there for a good, probably half an hour being like, Piper is 4? And I literally was like doing math. And I'm like, she's 4? How did I get that so wrong? And I'm like, I remember Marie was pregnant. When was that?
Oh, yeah.
Will you just very quickly tell our listeners what Piper was saying?
Butler is. Tell me what a butler is.
Mom, you're a butler. Well, a butler is somebody who cleaned your house.
How?
And
how
makes
do you know
breakfast.
How do you know that? How do you know that term? Where did you hear butler?
Oh, in Jesse, my show.
Oh, a show on Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Great.
And also, goodbye.
Jesse is the nanny, and they have a butler, and. Why is the butler's
Jeffrey?
Name is always Jeffrey?
How do you know this show?
Oh, I'm way into Jesse. Are you kidding me?
So, the butler cooks and cleans.
With Zuri and Luke.
Yeah. It's a cute show. Whatever. Disney.
You still have cable? You're not cord cutters?
Harry.
Sport. All right.
Well, yeah.
Go on.
Anyway,
Harry
so.
Works in the business.
They were like trying to make fun of me. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, you're just the butler. That was their big insult was I was the butler. And I'm like, what's that even mean? What's the butler? You cook and clean for us. And I'm like,
that's
actually
true.
Not really.
Hey, guys, it's Ian. I'm so excited to share this next interview with you. My friend Jess Lowry is a founder, a design thinking coach, a UX strategist, and she's hosting a weekend retreat called Getting Unstuck in Austin, Texas, from June 15th through the 17th. You can find her online at Jess Lowry or on her website, exploration.design. Here she is.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
I'm so happy to talk to you.
I know. This is really exciting.
Very, very cool. Well, I can't wait to hear how you're doing and how the retreat is coming together. Talk to me about getting unstuck. When is it? What is it? Give us the good stuff.
Okay. So it starts June 15th, which is a Friday. Check-in is around 4 p.m. There are 6 bedrooms in the house, so we can host technically up to 8 people. One of the rooms has 2 beds in it. We're going to have a total of 12 people. So we'll have people staying locally. There are plenty of amazing Airbnbs nearby. Old West Austin is an incredible part of the city. It's actually, part of it is called Clarksville, which, after the slaves were emancipated, Clarksville is where people were reconnected with their family members. So it's a really special part of Austin. And, we're going to be staying in a really beautiful house there. And we will basically spend Friday getting to know each other, getting settled in, figuring out your space. We're going to have some cocktails. We're going to get to know each other. We can go swimming if we want to. There's a pool. Listen to some music, relax. And then we'll start the next day on the Saturday morning with some really gentle exercise if people are comfortable with that. You don't have to do anything. Like I said, everything's optional. So however you want to wake up is up to you. We've got options and activities if you want to partake in them. We're going to be doing all the meals family style, and we're going to be co-creating all the meals together. So I thought about food a lot for this retreat, and I decided that what I'm going to do is stock the kitchen with organic food, local food, fresh food, and that part of getting unstuck is being intentional about what we're eating and using food as a metaphor for how we treat ourselves and what serves us in the moment we're in.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. So maybe hopefully shifting our relationship to food a little bit. I absolutely don't have any other dietary plan other than just having real food available. And then once we've had breakfast, we'll get into the design activities, which will primarily focus on unpacking. I refer to unpacking when you're generating post-its around where you're spending your time and attention and focus and how your feelings are coming up in different aspects of your life. And so we'll be working with different types of diagramming on the wall with post-it notes to visualize the internal operatings externally so that you can actually look at yourself a little bit more and have some perspective. And what's great about that is there'll be a combination of working alone and focusing on yourself, but then also having time with partners and the wider group to use them as a tool to gain greater perspective.
That's amazing.
So the first day is pretty much just that. It's getting everything out there, getting everything that you want to spend time in the retreat working on. And then by the end of the day, having some sense of the themes and the patterns that just organically emerge from the work that you do. And then we're going to have a barbecue and relax. If people want to wander around Austin a little bit, they're welcome to leave. You don't have to stay in the house the entire time. You're allowed to do what you want to do.
You're not going to lock the doors at 10 p.m.
Yeah. This is like,
boarding house style.
And then the Sunday will start similarly to the Saturday. The activities that we'll focus on for that day is a little more sense-making, reframing exercises, trying to generate as many different ideas of what, problems might be. And when we think about problems, it is more of a design function to ask yourself what problem you need to solve. And so it's not to say that there's a problem with you, but using the idea of a problem more to direct you towards generating, like I said, ideas and creatively thinking through solutions that maybe you haven't considered before. And I think what's really fun and interesting about these types of activities is that so often the answers we seek are right in front of us.
Ooh.
But you know, but we're living with these lenses, you know, we're seeing everything through a particular lens because that's the lens that makes it easy for us to make sense of stuff. You know, we are...
It's a shortcut.
It is a shortcut. And the human brain and the human body does this. Like, we're designed to do that. That's not like you being deficient. That's actually you being super efficient. But unfortunately, sometimes the things that we're designed to do don't serve us in the best way. It also, I think, speaks to, you know, our culture when it comes to wellness and health. And typically in the U.S., I mean, it's primarily because of our healthcare system. We only go seek treatment when there's something to treat, like when we're painfully aware that there is a problem. We're not really conditioned in this country to think about preventative care or checking in with yourself just because. And that's, I think, a huge issue because so much of what goes on with us can be avoided. You don't have to wait until there's a midlife crisis to check in with where you're at. And you don't have to wait until your marriage falls apart to evaluate how you're spending your time with your partner or your relationship with your partner. Yeah. But I think we do. I think we wait for the ball to drop too often. And part of this weekend is inviting people to do it even if they don't feel stuck. And so it's sort of like imagining, I'm from Canada, so I use cross-country skiing as a metaphor. You could use anything where if you imagine yourself cross-country skiing in the snow, and it's so much easier to ski when someone else has created a path for you to follow.
Sure.
And all you have to do is just follow that path. It's so much harder when you have to actually cut into the snow and make your own path. You're moving slower. It's uncomfortable. You're having to exert a lot more energy. But it's your own path. And so a lot of times we do these shortcuts and it's not necessarily because they serve us. It's just easier. So we're going to be looking at that stuff and allowing ourselves to be a little uncomfortable because it's really in those moments of challenge that we learn the most. You really aren't learning who you are when you're comfortable all the time. And you're not really expanding yourself in any way if you're doing what's easy. So so it's also shifting perspectives around what is the purpose of challenge and discomfort? And can I lean into these moments and allow myself to trust that I am capable and strong and I will survive. I will get through this and it's going to be fine. And that's part of, you know, understanding who you are and believing in who you are and knowing that you're capable of whatever comes up.
Well, and it does take some courage. You know, I'm joining you for the retreat and I'm so excited about it. And, you know, it took a little bit of contemplation to say, okay, am I ready to go, you know, meet people who I don't know and be very vulnerable in front of them? And for me, Jess, it was the experience that you and I had when we met each other, which is we met during South by Southwest at Frog Design, gave this workshop on radical empathy. And I walked out of that workshop just really having felt so seen by you. You were my partner in the exercise that we did. And we ended up presenting, you know, the story of the podcast, actually, to the whole workshop. And your cute little drawing. And, you know, I went back and told my friends about it and was just really so moved by how you had really seen me and heard me, but also really shared your own story very fearlessly. And for me, you were really living the story that you just told me, which is this idea that we're going to show up for our lives in a way that maybe we don't every day. Very inspiring. So if people want to learn more about the Getting Unstuck retreat in June, where do they go?
So you can absolutely go to my website, which is exploration.design, and there's a link at the bottom of the page to direct you to the specific page on Eventbrite, but all the tickets are going to be sold through Eventbrite, and you can go directly there and just either search for Exploration X Design or Getting Unstuck Austin, and we're the only retreat with that title, in the area, so you should be able to find us pretty easily.
Well, I'm on the Eventbrite page, and not that this would be the only reason to go, but the house looks gorgeous. I love it. Well, I can, having met you in person, I can attest to the fact that you just have impeccable taste. Friday, June 15th mm-hmm. through Sunday, June 17th, Austin, Texas, Jess Lowry, getting unstuck. So excited for the event. It's going to be phenomenal.
Thanks. And thanks for including me in your podcast. I love it. I'm excited to be a part of what you guys are doing.
Thank you. We're excited to have you on. Everyone's super pumped.
I'm going to be excited to know if the child who was previously screaming in the background, who's
now giggling with pleasure,
maniacally laughing mm-hmm. in the background.
You know, every Mother's Day rolls around, you're kind of like, will I have children? Then you see that motherfucker and you're like, God damn it, that looks awful. He's ruining everything.
It's true.
It's the only time someone can throw a tantrum and it's allowed.
What do you mean, when?
Like when a kid throws a tantrum, it's just acceptable. It's not acceptable.
But just what the parents do is what's really important.
Right.
If they're going to let it continue.
But if I threw a tantrum in line right now, I would be escorted off the premise.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and then we'd have to go find a power outlet somewhere else.
In the farmer's market somewhere.
We'd have to start this whole thing over. He's a pizza. He's a man. It's Dan. Pizza Man Dan.
You can't sue us. He's got arms and legs and a hat.
It's a plain pizza. It's a cheese pizza.
Oh, he's a pizza.
What are we
he's
talking about?
He's a pizza
about?
Serving pizza. That seems crude.
I realize that we don't really know each other as well as we should at this point.
I don't have a good feeling about Uh-oh. What you're getting at.
No, so I thought we could learn something about each other and also give our listeners some tidbits about our life.
Titty bitties,
big old titties. So I procured a list of questions. We're going to rapid fire. We're going to go around the table. Now, the thing is, though, is it's the first thing that comes to mind and no longer than 30 seconds. Ideally, one word answers.
Wow.
I'm into that.
Because we can get sidetracked.
Sure.
Are you going to do it too?
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome. Yeah. This sounds
I'll do it if you
great.
Do it.
All right. We're gonna start slow and then it's going to get hot and heavy. So,
is there someone behind us?
Yeah. Not actually, anymore. There was someone.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right. Ready?
Ready. Oi.
Wait, Marie, can you repeat the rules back to me, please?
Rapid fire mm-hmm. answers. Mm-hmm. One word preferred.
Mm-hmm.
Going to go around. Each person has to say.
She seems worried that I'm going to use more than one word. I feel like she knows me already.
But less than 30 seconds.
Perfect. We're going to start off simple. First concert you attended.
Me?
That's your answer. Next. I'm joking.
Oh, fuck. New Kids on the Block.
New Kids on the Block.
And KOTB.
And?
Live. Throwing Copper.
I don't even know what that means.
Santa Barbara Bowl.
Oh.
I alone love you. I alone. I can't sing, but.
Don't know it.
Beach Boys.
Wow.
Aren't you cool?
Jeez.
Where is your next vacation destination?
Mexico. 2 weeks.
Ah, muy bien.
Sí. Ah, sí, claro.
¿A dónde vas?
Sayulita.
No. Ah, muy bien.
Oh.
Sí.
And?
I guess New Mexico.
Ooh.
Ghost Ranch. Georgia O'Keeffe.
Ooh.
Yes.
Wow.
Awesome.
Oh, jelly.
Where's yours?
The Hamptons.
When?
Memorial Day,
that's when I'm going
feel
to Mexico.
I like you asked that question just so you could say you're going to the Hamptons.
I was pleased with my answer.
Please.
I was pleased with my answer.
That you could tell by the look on your face.
Yeah, I was like dying to say that. I have no idea to expect, but you know.
Oh, first time you've I've never been, so I don't know either. But.
All right, next question. What's your favorite book? I need title and author.
Oh, crap.
And if you don't have it, then you're not educated.
No.
That's true.
That's just making me
that's
sweat.
That's true.
You can say like a publication too.
Oh, I love to read Vanity Fair.
No, but I want book.
What, you said I could say a publication.
Marie?
Does People Magazine count? No. Favorite all-time book? Jeez.
I'll
Me
start.
Talk Pretty One Day.
So good.
Sedaris.
Good.
Sorry, took me a while.
It's good. Did you Google that? I'm just joking. Anne?
Wait, you said you were going to start.
Oh.
Oh, sorry.
So I'll admit, I don't read that many books. I'll start and stop. It's a long story, but I'm doing it. I had to read this.
No, one word answer.
Fine. Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close by Jonathan Safran Foer. Before the movie came out, and I read it for my brother when he was entering college, and that book was amazing. The book's amazing. The movie's god awful.
Yeah. Is that Tom Hanks?
9/11.
Yeah. Okay.
Anne? You don't have a favorite book?
I don't have a favorite book.
You read the most out of all of us.
I don't think I do.
I think that's probably true.
I really loved The Goldfinch, which is the last work of fiction that I remember reading and really being like, oh my God, that was worth my time.
Yeah.
My problem with fiction is so often I finish and I say, I wish I hadn't read that. Yeah. That was a waste of my time.
Those glasses look great on you.
Thanks.
Yeah, they do.
All right, one word, team. Because we have a lot. This must be an intro.
You're right.
I feel like I'm in trouble.
What was your favorite 90s show?
I really loved Clarissa Explains. Oh, and Clarissa Explains It All. I really loved Hey Dude.
Oh, great.
Nickelodeon.
That was great.
It's a little wild.
Felicity.
A little strange. Yeah. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Oh.
A true version of me.
I had a real crush on Scott Speedman.
Yes.
But she cut her hair and it was just downhill from there.
Yeah. She's a real goddess, though.
Love her.
Mine's
Love her.
Dawson's Creek. Loved it.
Yeah. That's good.
All right. Next question. What's the best Halloween costume you've ever had? I know yours.
Well, Marie and I did a couple's costume.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you won.
A couple years ago. We won best couple's costume.
Yeah.
We were Abby and Alana from Broad City.
Yes, this is true.
Marie was Alana because she curled her hair and she's got some cute little titties.
I slept in rollers that night.
Did you really?
I did.
Dedication.
So dedicated.
On October 30th, those you little, slept in rollers?
Yeah, those little twisty ones.
I bought a t-shirt off the internet like a month before because we decided pretty far in advance. And it said cleaner on it, which is what Abby wears at work. We were good, Abby and Alana.
Wait, can you please? So when you guys did this couple's costume, I didn't know what Broad City was. It wasn't until afterwards that I had watched the show that I appreciated. So can you tell us what Broad City is, though?
Broad City is an amazing show that Abby Jacobson and Alana Glazer write and star in. It was originally a web series, and it's funny because it really evolved from the web series. They were just these like huge stoners kind of like palling around New York. And Amy Poehler, they were Upright Citizens Brigade actors, and Amy Poehler caught their show and decided to produce it for Comedy Central. And it is, for me, a really empowering example of female friendship.
Yes.
Where they're just like supportive of each other no matter what. There's no judgment.
Yeah.
They're
and
just
they're
like,
funny.
Get a girl.
Do you?
The whole Yes Queen thing, which, you know, came out of the drag community and people sort of adopted as their own. The whole Yes Queen thing is hardcore Broad City.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yes.
All right. That was more than one word, but I'll allow it.
What was yours?
I already said Dawson's Creek.
Halloween costume. You weren't even listening.
I wasn't listening. So I was Purple Rain from the Prince song.
Yes.
For Beta Breakers, not Halloween. But in my head, I was like, what if I meet my soulmate today and he's a little red Corvette? And I had played this scenario in my head and I didn't meet anyone.
What were you dressed as?
Purple Rain. So we had a white shirt with lyrics and then purple leggings. And
got it.
You know what? We'll put it in the show notes.
Oh, for
you
sure.
Got pictures?
Yeah.
For sure.
You
all right.
Some bow toes.
Real quick, what is your most used emoji?
Oh, that's good.
Whoa, thumbs Mine's up, probably stupid.
Thumbs up?
Thumbs up, maybe.
Eye roll.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm kind of embarrassed for mine.
What?
I do Black Santa a lot when I don't know what to say.
Well, hi.
Because it's just like
no response needed.
It's just like a Santa that's black.
Is it like a comment on something that I don't know?
No, it's just like, it's almost like I saw your comment, I don't know what to say.
So
here
you
it is.
Black Santa.
I don't know if you've ever done that to me.
Well,
wait
She's
for
always
it?
Had something to,
I've always had something to say.
Say it back to you.
So it's like a compliment. It's like an insult when you do it.
It's almost like we're done here.
Wow. I don't know if I would have understood. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Because how do you respond to it? It's just like, oh, Courtney's being weird.
Yeah.
Okay. if you could win an Olympic medal for any sport, what would it be?
Ooh, gymnastics.
What
Oh, what kind of
part?
Like,
is that a thing?
Something crazy like the floor exercise.
Yes,
like
all you kinds would of tumbling. Crush that.
You would crush that.
I imagine you in back. Your Fighting Angel Bear mascot costume,
just tumbling across,
crushing
the floor.
The floor routine.
Yeah, I was always jealous of girls could like tumble and cheer and stuff.
They don't.
Yeah.
Never they like, did they that have stuff. Like no body fat, don't get their periods. So
yeah.
Oh, and what's the problem?
Yeah.
And that's my dream.
What I heard you say was no body fat, don't get my period. I just want to clarify what the problem is. Other than the fact that there's a family
also,
walking in my
can we
right
take
now.
A time out? We are really recording live from Pizza Man,
from Pizza
Dan's,
Man Dan's
in Carpinteria, surrounded by
Downtown
families.
Carp.
Mm-hmm. So just want to set up the scene. And
this might be my favorite episode we've ever recorded.
Olympic sport.
It's one for the books. Gosh. Oh, yeah, Olympic sport. And
I'd love to get it for, like, judo.
Yes.
Oh.
Nice. Something where I kick someone's fucking ass to win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I'm going to go ice skating.
Yeah, that's pretty technical. That's, like, a really,
yeah, and I feel like,
really
and
good
I feel
at
like
your craft.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be good
this
at
is,
that.
This is my favorite question.
Uh-oh.
What movie or TV show title best describes your sex life?
Single white female.
Good. That was quick.
There Will Be Blood.
Sorry, Mom. I'm joking.
A movie title. Oh,
I'm afraid of Courtney right now.
A movie title? I can't think of anything.
Marie, you're it's married, terrible. And I feel like you have...
I know, but he's 1,000 miles away
Silence
right now.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
28 Days Later. Come on. We're going to come back to this one.
40-year-old virgin.
I feel like Courtney's being a little hard on us, because you knew what the questions were going to be.
That's,
you're already
you're right.
preparing.
Also, I have to admit...
Toys.
This question... Yes, that's good.
Oh,
yes.
A high five.
So this question five. Actually made it into a group text about 5 years ago, and the titles went on for about a day straight, and it was funny every time someone responded. Alien versus Predator. Like, it was so like, if you have a good group text chain, just
that's
send
good.
It out there.
I love it when that happens on Twitter.
Oh, so
people
good.
Will be like, come up with a theme. I'm not on Twitter anymore because it's way too toxic and I don't want to spend my time that way. But when they'll do like change a musical title with one word or, you know, that kind of stuff. I love that
just
stuff.
So good. All right. We're gonna go from that to
what
was your favorite subject in school?
Ooh, I wasn't that good at it, but I always liked science.
Nice.
When like math got involved, I was like, I'm out. Like chemistry. I'm like,
I'm out. Yeah.
Can't do it. But biology, that was always interesting to me.
Yeah. Biology specifically?
Yeah.
Yeah. English?
Yeah. I would agree. I did nothing with it, but AP Bio, I just really understood and got and was easier than every other class. Like, math was hard. Like, math was difficult.
Yeah.
What's your hidden talent? Toys.
That was it.
Okay. You know, how can people can balance one spoon on their nose?
Yes.
I can do two spoons on
You're
my nose.
You're lying right now.
It's true.
Excuse me, can we get some spoons?
I don't even know what that looks
small,
like.
They need to be small, but I can do it. They can't be like giant soup spoons.
How did you know you had this talent?
I don't know. I was just fucking around with spoons,
Wait,
I guess.
Are they on top of each other?
They're like side by
one
side.
One on one?
Yeah.
But you have such a cute little delicate nose.
I don't know how it happens.
I don't know how that would support any kind of weight.
I've done it. It's a hidden talent. People are always amused by that one. But that was very, like...
That's a good one.
Shallow.
I learned... Yeah, it's great.
That's also fun because it's not, like, a terrifying talent. Like, everything that I'm coming up with right now, I feel like would, like, terrifying. Scare you.
I mean, no. I wrote these questions. I don't really... I don't think I have one.
Like, I know how to make someone disappear.
Ooh. Ooh. I'm all...
Mirrors. And curtains.
A lot of people don't know that I speak Spanish.
I didn't know that. I like that. That's
I knew
a great.
This.
I spoke it in front of Marie one time.
¿Cómo se dice hidden talent en español?
No sé.
Oh.
I avoid speaking it unless it's appropriate.
Okay.
So then I don't ever really get to use it. So I've lost quite a bit of it. But at one time in my life, I was completely fluent.
I think you're lying, but I'll take it.
No, estoy mintiendo.
You spoke to our driver in Palm Springs. Right.
What's the last text you sent? And it can't count if it's our text chain.
It can't count?
Well,
nope.
I have to check then. Oh, Harry, I just sent the pictures of us on the on Pizza Man Dan's terrace.
I need some words because our viewers can't see that. titty pic you sent Harry.
Okay, which is actually really funny.
Yeah.
I texted my brother.
What did you say?
I don't even know why I texted this to him. It was just bothering me. I wrote, people were actually smoking bath salts, or was that a nickname? you know why? It's because someone gave me this really beautiful gift and it had bath salts in it. And my reaction was like, oh, is this what people were smoking? And then I was like, wait, was that?
Wait, is it though?
He wrote me back and said, nickname. No.
Not actual bath salts.
It was not actually chemicals.
I still am unclear about that whole thing.
The face eating thing in Florida. Yeah. You know what we'll do once this train is finished passing? We should, we're in CARP. Train tracks run right through Carpinteria, California.
Yep.
If you ever want to take the Amtrak from Santa Barbara to CARP, you can.
Yeah. Can.
Do we think it's gone?
And to Ventura as well.
Quite on the set.
Can I get some room tone?
It's actually not bad in these.
Okay. Oh, in your ears.
There it is.
The little toot he gave off.
So what I'd love to do is, I've been listening to Dax Shepard's podcast. And at the end, she's not his producer. She's sort of his sidekick. I actually don't get the dynamic there. I think it falls into the hot nanny category, and Kristen Bell needs to get this woman away from him.
Ooh.
She fact checks him at the end of every episode.
Cool.
And I always think I'm going to skip it, and I always end up listening. I think we should do follow-ups.
Yeah, we definitely should. Follow-ups.
And I will follow up on what the actual bath salts story was.
And you know what? I'm so glad you brought this up, because it's been really weighing heavily on me. Remember when I said Hidden Figures wasn't successful? It was like one of the all-time most successful movies, domestically, internationally, coming in at $230 million. So I apologize.
Remember when I said Tone Loc and Young MC were brothers?
Yes.
I don't think that's true. But Young MC did help him write those.
Let it all out.
His two songs.
Let it all out.
We're gonna fact check.
All right. I'll put it in the show notes.
It's been weighing heavily on me.
Now that we're doing this, I couldn't remember the name of the music festival that I went to.
Yep.
And I said it was Bigfoot or Mammoth. It's called Sasquatch.
Close.
Yeah, but come on.
Yeah.
Get a grip.
You know what? At least we all said it with confidence. Yeah. You know? All right, we have four more questions, then it's over.
Let's do it.
Then I either like you more or despise you.
Oh.
Oh, my last text I sent, and I wasn't even thinking, was, how is it being sober? I'm not gonna tell you who that was sent
to. Did they reply?
Let's see.
Huh.
I read actually a very...
It sucks. How are you?
Aww.
Yeah. But you know what?
I have to read you then, in honor of your friend. And I thought to myself, I have no one to share this with, but this was so beautiful. Actually, it made me tear up a little bit. Although I was reading my phone while I was on the toilet, so I also thought I could never share this with anyone. One second, sorry.
Oh, I was like, are you crying?
Excuse me, can we get some tissues over here?
I love Cheyenne Jackson.
Who is that?
He's a gorgeous.
Who is he?
Gorgeous actor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he has an incredible voice. He's been on Broadway. He's just devastatingly handsome, really sweet man, married to the love of his life. They just had twin babies.
Wow.
He says, 5 years sober. Over this time, I've experienced more highs and lows than I sometimes thought I could take. The passing of friends, family strife, life disappointments, fear, anxiety, envy, people-pleasing, fatigue, and ultimately the birth of my beloved, Ethan and Willow, followed closely by the death of my beautiful father.
Mm.
Yet through it all, I stayed sober no matter what. I felt every twinge, every splinter, every heartache. It didn't break me. I was present for my life and present for those in my life.
Wow.
And for that, I am so grateful. Nothing changes if nothing changes.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
And he met his husband in rehab.
Wow.
You're not supposed to do that.
Oh, really? Did you find what your last text was?
Well, it was to Harry. I sent pictures of the two of you, but before that, it was my babysitter who I owe money to. She's like, I feel so bad asking. And I'm like, no, dude, it's totally my fault. But my last text to her was, ha, 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 ha. Just laughing.
She needs to get on Venmo.
She is on Venmo, but I don't have enough. I don't want to explain it.
Yeah.
I don't have enough in the Venmo And for some reason, my credit union, Westcom, that doesn't exist. Like, every time I try to transfer money into my Venmo account, it's just like a penny. We keep doing the penny, no penny, penny, penny thing forever, and nothing ever happens.
Harry is the gaming me.
Yeah. I can't Venmo.
You're telling
unless
me.
Unless people Venmo me, and then I build up balance.
Yeah.
The guys who I worked with called that their slush fund.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
It's family night.
I think this is the last question.
Okay.
Where is your happy place?
In my fairly new home in front of the fireplace with my family snuggling up, watching a movie.
Fireplace?
Yeah.
Marie.
I love a fireplace. Gotta get that invite.
Yes, come over anytime.
That's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
Disclaimer to our viewers, don't listen to episode 1 and then episode 14 in that order. Too soon.
And happy place.
Ohio Valley Inn, reading all the magazines until I'm sweating so bad I have to like go get one of those ice cloths that are outside the sauna.
Yes.
And then put it on me. Take a little nap, maybe.
Baby girl, put it on me. All right, my happy place recently is, I'm not going to say the beach because I don't want anyone
to stalk you.
That, my fans. That, and the more I tell, the more it's not a secret, but there's a beach near my house in Santa Barbara that I can go with a blanket, an umbrella, and a cooler and just be, and it's heaven. It's literally heaven.
Amazing.
All right, if we were on a 14th date, would you have fallen more in love with each other? Would you?
I fall more in love with both of you every time I see you.
I agree.
I think about you when I'm not with you.
I agree.
Buy you little things when I think of it.
What, Marie?
I have the little things. I left them in my car.
What are the little things?
They are little poopery sprays. I saw them and I was like, oh, yes.
That is a very thoughtful guest.
They're so tiny, cute little ones you could just keep in your purse or wherever.
Pocket. They're even so like tiny. Your little coin pocket. Mm-hmm. I cherish you.
I forgot them though in my car.
One ear out the other. Marie, Anne cherishes you, and you ignore.
I cherish you too.
There we go.
You don't have to say it back. It's fine.
No, I felt bad that I forgot the gift.
You should.
I do.
I feel like you could really give that gift anytime though.
I know it's true, but I was like, the next time I see you,
we're gonna see each other again.
Left him in my car.
Thanks for joining us, episode 14, Garage à Trois, The Power of Three.